The following is a conversation with His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada and a Professor Regame, recorded on June 4, 1974 in Geneva, Switzerland.
First, I would like to express my thanks that you made this honor to receive me. Oh, I have different questions because I'm in such a difficult situation that I and many Indian doctors and there is a difficulty because I know them only through the books without a guru. And for instance, one of the first questions I had to put, Vishnu Purana, it's very similar in very point to the Srimad Bhagavata.
Yeah, Vishnu Purana.
Is that practically, can it be considered that it is the same kind of...
Yes, Vishnu Purana is Vaishnava literature.
They're the same?
There are 18 Puranas. Out of 18, 6 are Sattik, and 6 are Rajasik, and 6 are Tamasik. The Sattik Puranas, they are Vaishnava literature. Vishnu Purana, Brahmanda Purana, Bhagavata Purana, Padma Purana.
Because it, I understood it is that the problem that Krishna is the original person of divine, but in by Ramanuja or Vishnu Purana it's the reverse. Vishnu is the highest.
Krishna is Vishnu.
And Krishna is the avatar of Krishna.
Krishna is avatari. You have read Bhagavad Gita?
Yes.
Krishna says, Aham Sarvasya Prabhava. Find out this verse.
10 chapters.
Aham Sarvasya Prabhava Matta Sarvam Pravartat. Iti Matya Vajante Mam Dudha Bhava Samannita.
10 chapters.
So, Sarvasya. There are originally three deities, Brahma, Vishnu, Mahesha. So Krishna says, Aham Sarvasya Prabhava. I am the origin of all the deities. Ready?
Aham Sarvasya Prabhava, Tatsavam Bhavartate, Timadra Bhajante Mam, Buddha Bhava Samantha. I am the source of all spiritual and material worlds. Everything emanates from me. The wise who know this perfectly engage in my devotional service and worship me with all their hearts.
Yes, that I know what it is in the Bhagavad Gita, but for instance in the works of Ramanuja, it is not Krishna, it's Vishnu, which is the highest form. There is one of the questions what I had to put that, and also in the may I have, may I sit down?
Oh yes.
I would be much more.
Give me another pen.
In among the avatars which are described, like, if I'm not mistaken, the third book of Srimad Bhagavata, there are two questions that I have to put. There is Krishna himself who appears as his own avatar on the earth, Krishna, in the yada of Krishna.
Krishna, when he appears within this material world, that is also in the Bhagavatam, that he appears as Vishnu incarnate. But actually, Krishna is the, as in the Brahma Samhita, it is stated, Jasyaika Nishasita Kalam Athavalamba Jivanti Loma Vilaja Jagadanda Natha Vishnu Mahan Ja Iha Kala Vishesha. You understand?
Yes, I understand.
Vishnu Maha, Mahavishnu. jasya yaha kala visesha govindamadi gulisham tamam. So, Guru Mahavishnu, the origin of the material creation, there is Mahavishnu in the caudal ocean. From him, Garbhodakshaya Vishnu enters into each and every universe. Yasyaika nishyasita kalama kavalamba jivanti lomu vilaja jagadanna natha. Jagadanna nath is Brahma. So, he is produced on the Garbhodakshaya Vishnu. And this Garbhodakshaya Vishnu is expansion of Mahavishnu. And Mahavishnu is Kalavishesha, partial expansion of Krishna. Just say, Jasya Nishasita Kala Abalamba. Mahavishnu is breathing. So, taking advantage of that breathing, innumerable universes are generating. And each universe, there is a superintending deity, which is called Brahma. Jasya hi nishasita kala kalam atha avalamba jivanti loma vilaja jagadanna natha. Many hundreds and millions of Brahmas there. They live only taking advantage of the breathing period of Mahavishnu. Mahavishnu is supplementary portion. First Krishna, then Balaram, then Sankarsan Pradyumna Aniruddha, Vasudev Sankarsan, then from Sankarsan Narayana, then from Narayana again Chaturbhuva, second Sankarsan Vasudev Aniruddha, and from the second Sankarsan is Mahavishnu. And from Mahavishnu, Karanagakshaya Vishnu. And from Karanagakshaya Vishnu, Kshirodakshaya Vishnu. The Kshirodakshaya Vishnu is in each universe, is the super soul. And when any incarnation comes within this world, he comes through Kshirodakshaya Vishnu. In that way, Krishna comes through Kshirodakshaya Vishnu. But this Kshirodakshaya Vishnu is the expansion of Krishna.
Yes, I see
that. Like that.
Yadava Krishna who spoke with Arjuna.
Huh?
It was the personal God himself, or it was an incarnation. This Krishna which is in Bhagavad Gita.
Advaita Achyutaya Anadi Ananta Rupam. Krishna is one.
Yes.
Advaita Achyuta. Infallible. Anadi. He has no cause. Ananta Rupam. Ananta Rupam. Advaita Achyuta Anadi Ananta Rupam. Adyam. Purana Purusham. He is origin. Advaita Achyuta Anadi Ananta Rupam Adyam Purana Purusham Navajauvanancha. Still, he is just a fresh young boy. Govinda Adi Purusham Tamam Vaya. Govinda is the Adi Purusham. Aham Adirhi Devana. Find out this verse. Aham Adirhi Devana. Ramanujaya has also admitted Krishna, the Supreme. Shankaracharya has admitted in his note on Bhagavad Gita, Samabhavan Sayam Krishna.
Namividu Suragana Prabhavamana Maharshayaha Ahamadi Hidevanam Maharshinam Chasarvashaha. Neither the host of demigods nor the great sages know my origin, for in every respect I am the source of the demigods and the sages.
This is a very good example. There are many candles. Just like you ignite one candle, then from this candle another candle, another candle. There may be thousands of candles. But each candle is of the same power, lighting power. That is still, the first one is called origin. So far the candle power is concerned, they are of equal value. But still, the first candle, second candle, third candle.
Yes,
I understand. Vipa chidevahi dasan taramabhupetya vipayate nahitatap pitarasthi hetu. They are not derived from any other power. They are all Vishnu tattva. Vipa chidevahi dasan taramabhupetya vipayate jastadidevacha Vishnu taya vibhati. This is extension of Vishnu. Vishnu taya. Govindamadi Krishna. He is always extension. Referring Govinda, Krishna, Govindam Adi Purusham Tamamaya.
Yet I still think of this problem, why Lord Krishna had to have an incarnation like Buddha, who was teaching practically atheist doctrine and no...
That is described, I'm describing this in one way, find out.
I read it in your commentary to Srimad Bhagavatam that he didn't need to preach the worship of God because he was himself God.
Yes.
But he doesn't say it in the text.
That is describing Sanmohaya Surat Visham. Sanmohaya, just to be in that, the atheist class on that. The atheist class of man were advocating there is no God.
Yes.
So he appeared before them and they are killing animals, like anything. So, Buddha then inaugurated the non-violence. So therefore, he is God himself and he is teaching there is no God. This is rather cheating.
Yes. Not teaching, but cheating.
Yes. So sometimes, just like a child does not want to go to school, so the teacher says, no, no, you don't require. Because there is no need. Well, what do you see in your front? There's a cow. Now, what is this? The leg. Then what is the next? The second leg. What is this? Third leg. He is teaching mathematics, but practically he says, you don't require to go to school. You just count the legs of the cow, that's all. It is like that.
But now there are some schools of Buddhists who are worshipping Buddha like a god.
Yes, he's God. They don't accept Buddha as incarnation of God. But from Vedas we understand that he is incarnation.
But he brought to the world the Ahimsa, but I think Ahimsa appears already in the Bhagavad Gita. But there was Ahimsa also by the Jains.
No? Ahimsa, because at that time people were killing animals in the name of Yoga. Just like in the Christian world, the order is not to kill, but still they are killing. So, this misuse of scriptural injunction is always bring on it a class of men there are who abuse the scriptural injunction and go on with their own motive. So there was a period when people under the protection of Vedas, because Vedas, animal sacrifice is recommended for certain purpose, to test the proper chanting of Vedic mantras. The animal was not killed. The animal was put into the fire, then again it should come out with new life. That is the proper chanting of the Vedic mantras. So, for that purpose, animal sacrifice, just like in biological laboratories, they experiment on the body of animals, frogs, guinea pigs. Similarly, a similar experiment was made, how the Vedic mantra is being properly chanted. The test was that animals should be put into the fire, and if the Vedic mantra is properly being chanted, then that animal would come with a new body. So, an old cow, a bull was put, and he would come with a fresh body. That was the purpose. Now, later on, they began to eat meat by so-called animal sacrifice. In that period, Lord Buddha appeared. About him, his description is there. Sadaya ridaya darsita pasu ghatam. Then, Lord became compassionate on the animals as they had been killed unnecessarily. So, Buddha, Lord Buddha, his only mission was to stop the sinful activities of animals, ahimsa, paramatharma. He was teaching that. But these rascals, they would show the evidence that a Christian says, Lord Jesus Christ ate fish or something like that. Because Lord Jesus Christ ate fish, therefore they should maintain slaughter. This is the origin. The other day, somebody questioned me, that I say that killing of animals is sinful activity. So somebody questioned that Lord Jesus Christ ate fish somewhere.
Yes.
So I said that he is powerful, he can eat the whole world. But you cannot imitate. You have to follow his instruction. What he says. He says, thou shalt not kill. So you shall follow his instruction. Not his action. He is powerful. He can act someone and other according to circumstances. That is his business. That is the Vedic statement. That it's like the sun can absorb the urine. People pass urine on the street and the sunshine absorbs the urine, evaporates. But sun is still pure. Rather, the place where the urine was passed, it becomes disinfected. Similarly, those who are powerful, Isha, godly, you cannot imitate their actions. They are apparently doing something wrong, still they are pure. The same example. The sun is absorbing or evaporating the urine. The sun is still pure. But if I imitate and lick up the urine, that is not very good business. Similarly, we cannot imitate the path. We have to simply follow the instruction of the path. That is, but people on slight imitation, that is that very good reason? Suppose Christ sometimes ate fish, but that is sufficient reason to maintain big slaughterhouse. Because Christ said, and they eat fish in the desert. Suppose there was no food, and he had to eat some fish. So, that is his business. He could do it. He is powerful. But does it mean, on that strength, throughout the whole world, the Christian could maintain big, up-to-date machinery for slaughter? This is simple. So Buddha wanted to stop this nonsense. who were eating and killing animals on the strength of Vedas. They did not know what is the meaning, but they will say, in the Vedas it is stated, Pasava Madhaya Sishta. The animals are created for being killed. And what purpose it is killed? Without knowing, but actually they wanted to satisfy their tongue by eating the flesh, but they would give Vedic evidence. So, to stop this nonsense business, Buddha says that I don't care for your Veda. Nindasi yagya vidheha suti jatam. Suti jatam means Vedic injunction.
Yes.
So, he condemned. No, no, I don't care for your Vedas. So he defied Vedic injunction. Because otherwise he could not establish his theory of non-violence. The violence in a certain way is recommended in the Vedas. So if he says no violence, then it is against Vedas. Therefore he had to declare, I don't follow the Vedic injunction. And because he did not, he publicly declared that I don't follow Vedic injunction, therefore he is taken as atheist. Atheist means who does not take the authority of the Veda. Nindasi yagya vidheha suti jatam. But he did it. He is all powerful, he can do it. Why? Sadaya hridaya, that is sita pasu khala, kesavadhita buddha sarira, jaya jagadisha. We worship him like that. Kesavadhita buddha sarira, jaya jagadisha. From philosophical point of view, he is taken as atheist, but we Vaishnava, we know that he is God. He is God, incarnation of God.
I have been struck in Ceylon on seeing in Buddhist temples
Vishnu.
Vishnu.
Also, I have seen. They admit that Buddha is the incarnation of Vishnu. That is admitted in the Shastra. That means these Ceylonese or Penangis, originally they knew that Buddha is the incarnation. In Ceylon you have seen.
I have seen
in Penang also. Vishnu Murti.
But he said also of the doctrine of Buddha that man has no person, doesn't exist as person. It's only some moving elements, physical and psychical and nothing else.
Person. His person.
Yes.
His person. Lord Buddha is person.
This person, but the man is not person.
Buddhist philosophy did not admit a spiritual personal identity to the living being. The Buddhist philosophy was that we are simply this combination of chemicals.
Yes. That is unlike.
Chemical, psychical, but no continuous, no Atman.
That is Sundavadi, we say also.
I must say that when comparing different religions, I see that, for instance, what I find here.
There is no different religion. As soon as one tries to understand different religion, it is to be concluded that he does not know what is religion. That religion cannot be different. Religion is one. God is one, and the order given by God, that is religion. But different means, according to time and circumstances, just like Lord Buddha, he is giving the same religion. He is God, incarnation of God. He is asking, just obey me. The same philosophy is being taught by Krishna, surrender me. That is religion. Buddha also says, surrender to me, obey me. But that is religion. So, the religion is one who knows God and surrenders to Him, that is religion. And anything that is all cheating. Anything else, that is all cheating. That is not religion. This is religion. God is one and surrender to God, that is religion. You take any religion, it doesn't matter. Each one has learned what is God and how to surrender to Him. That is it.
But I noticed that, for instance, our Christian approach to
God, Christianity, they also recommend surrender to God.
It is nearer to your approach than, for instance, I don't know, as a Kevala light, I mean, where Nirguna Brahman is the higher form of than.
So Nirguna Brahma is like, here we have got this example. This is what is called New Zealand Lake, and a few steps after
Geneva Lake,
and a few steps after French Lake.
Because French is at a border on Geneva Lake also.
Yes.
Of course, sometimes it's considered French.
So, the sky is one. Sky is one. So, in the sky, in the atmosphere, where God is forgotten, that is called material sky. And the sky where God is not forgotten, that is spiritual.